Hello, I'm Karen Madoran from Logan. HPPR listeners thinking about this year's book club theme, Borders and Migration, should note that borders change to meet the needs of those living within them. Over the past 2.5 centuries, the parameters of the United States altered repeatedly. A current description of the contiguous states might include folk singer Woody Guthrie's first stanza of This Land Is Your Land. America didn't begin as a land that stretched from one ocean to another, nor was it so culturally diverse. Anyone passing 8th grade history recalls our nation's beginning, important names like Revere, Washington, and Jefferson sear into collective memory. We recall the man who arranged the Louisiana Purchase, a real estate deal that more than doubled the new nation's size. It includes our Great Plains. With this investment came complications. Native tribes claimed regional hunting and ceremonial grounds. In addition, Spaniards maintained a presence. At different times, speaking Comanche, Apache, Kiowa, Cheyenne, or Spanish would serve a traveler better than a command of English might. Initially, Jefferson's bargain came into the Union as an unincorporated region, but ended up divided into states. From the Great Plains, Texas joined the Union as the 28th state in 1845. Kansas entered after a bloody beginning as the 34th state in 1861. Nebraska followed in 1867, Colorado in 1876, North and South Dakota in 1889, and Oklahoma in 1907. Looking at statehood anniversaries, it's clear shifting populations redefined borders before the occurrence of the 20th century. New technology affected more change. Government-supported transcontinental railways made travel available to many who wouldn't otherwise have migrated to the area. Subsidized land grants created affordable opportunities for investors who rapidly established homes and communities. Railroad-sponsored boosterism flooded newspapers with optimism that delivered both native-born and foreign migrants to the prairie. Dreamers arrived in droves to buy cheap railroad property and claim land promised by the 1862 Homestead Act. Suddenly, a place that had nurtured nomadic tribes or routed travelers to other destinations became an affordable possibility for stalwart souls willing to improve 160 usually treeless acres. By the time Guthrie wrote his 1940 anthem, waving wheat fields and rolling dust clouds defined those who plowed the heartland. The combination of rail travel, opening markets, successful advertising, and individuals hankering to own land created a boiling pot of cultures, languages, and values. During this period, Cather grew up in a prairie town populated by Americans, cowboys, Swedes, Norwegians, and Bohemians. She captured stories we read to discover how we fit into this land that inspired Woody Guthrie's imagination.